Good morning. I will be speaking today on the topic, maintaining hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic. We can live without many things, but to live without hope is to live in depression and misery, and is a sure recipe for an early grave. Hope springs eternal in the human breast. Man never is, but always to be blessed, says a line from Alexander Pope, that great early 18th century English poet. We need something to be optimistic about, a reason for living. We need hope. Without doubt, there is despair in the air. From east to west, governments and peoples are troubled, and many have lost or are losing hope. Nations like South Korea and Germany that were applauded for taking proactive measures to bring the novel coronavirus and COVID-19 disease outbreak under early control are having to put back tight controls in place because of reinfection following opening up of their economies in certain sections. Businesses are failing and employees are losing jobs, adding to the desperation being experienced in societies. The most important question that I think needs to be answered at this time is there hope? The IMF and World Bank have been making dire predictions of world recession with the knock-on effects of hunger and starvation. Is there hope? Are you tempted to throw up your arms, to roll over and die because of what is happening in our world, and in particular, what is happening in Jamaica today? Or are you willing to act in faith like Jeremiah did when tragedy was striking his country? Let me assure you today that our awesome God is still sovereign and will be with us in these difficult and challenging times, and will see us through them. What is hope? Hope is one of the three main elements of Christian character. And now abide faith, hope, love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Hope is an essential and fundamental element of Christian life. So essential that, like faith and love, it is the heart of Christianity. Christ is the actual object of the believer's hope, because it is in his second coming that the hope of glory will be fulfilled. Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1, verse 27. Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. And Paul stated in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable. Our hope as Christ's followers is not and cannot be confined to this world. It reaches beyond the realm of time. It is not underpinned by economic predictions, absence of pestilence and diseases, or any human safety net. The believer's hope is spoken of as lively. That is a living hope, a hope that is not frail and perishable, but having an unending life. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. This hope is objective. It is a hope set before us. It is as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. Hebrews 6, 17 to 18. How do we use the word hope? In everyday language, hope is viewed in three senses. A desire for something good in the future, the thing in the future that we desire, and the basis or reason for thinking that our desire may be fulfilled. Ordinarily, when we use the word hope, we express uncertainty rather than certainty. But what is biblical hope? Biblical hope is not just a desire for something good in the future, but rather, biblical hope is a confident expectation and desire for something good in the future. Biblical hope not only desires something good for the future, it expects it to happen. And it is confident that it will happen. And this is regardless of whether we live or we die. Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Philippians 1, 20-21. For Christ's followers, believers in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, hope is eternal. It is Christ-centered. It's not dependent on anything or anyone except the Lord and his unchangeable promises. Let us be dispensers of this hope. Next week, we will continue with the topic, maintaining hope in the midst of the prevailing coronavirus pandemic.